Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are following it up with Lipstick, an amazing band from Wellington that has just flown in just earlier today. Yeah, introduce yourselves. We've got two of the best.
I'm Oliver.
I'm Jake.
Yeah, and that tonight they will be playing at Dropkicks alongside Ani Safa.
That's right.
And yeah, are you ready to give them a bit of a taste? And yeah, also you are here to promote your newest single, Giving It Up, as well.
Yeah.
So could you tell me how long that one's been taking before it came out?
We wrote it a long while ago, like before our first EP. We knew it was special, so we sort of wanted to save it for our next project, whatever that may be. And we recorded it at the beginning of the year with our mates River and Kahu, who go to Massey with us in Wellington. And yeah, mixed by Joe Ledward from Wet Denim. And
nice.
Came out on the 18th of June. And we're super psyched.
Getting all the names in there.
Got a name drop for the homies.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this your first gig in Dunedin?
It is, yeah. I'm very grateful to Ani Safa for having us on. I was just bored and texted Stan. I was like, yo, you sussed your tour dates yet? He was like, yeah, have you? No. Have us on, please.
Yeah, well, it's fun. You've actually taken Ani Safa from us, which I'm really pissed off about.
That's true.
Like everyone else in Dunedin.
Yeah.
They're ours now.
Yeah. You know, you're stealing them, but we're happy you're treating them well.
Yeah, I like to think we are. They need to play more in Wellington for sure.
But yeah, what's been your reaction, Dunedin, so far? Is it a...
I grew up in Queenstown with the two other members of Lipstick, but this is Jake's sort of first time in Dunedin, so we were just seeing the sights here at the museum earlier. And
it was nice. Crazy.
Made it to the so butterflies?
Much. Yeah.
Got our stamps, it was cute.
Yeah. I hope you make it to the world's steepest street. It's one of the funniest tourist attractions because you rock up there and you go, wow, it is exactly as advertised. Mm. It is a steep street.
Yeah, can we go just look at it like real quick?
Yeah, if you got a car, you can
post interview. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's a good town. It may be damp, but
it's pretty damp.
But yeah, we're what was the last gig you played?
That was opening for New Candies, right?
Yeah.
Meow in Wellington. She's an Italian band.
She's super cool.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That was Half Angel as well from Wellington. They're sick. But that was a brilliant show. Really fun. And they're extremely Italian.
Yeah,
came
great.
Into the green room like, ciao, ciao.
Literally, no exaggeration.
There's something about like the Italian culture. They just get it right. Like,
they just get it. And they're like, you guys are so much better than Europe. New Zealand music's on the up, guys.
No, they say it bluntly. Like,
yeah. It's a language barrier.
No, 100%. But yeah. And is this kind of the interview a good way to, because the rest of the band, the other two of you are doing sound check right now, is this just a way to to get out?
One of them, Harry's actually seeing his grandmother, and then it's just Dylan at Loden, actually.
Yeah.
but he's with the sound guy and the other band, so I think it's chill.
They'll be having a good time.
For sure.
Yeah. Put trust in the sound guy. But yeah, well, not long after this, we'll be playing a new song. And yeah, so I've heard rumours of an upcoming release.
Yes.
Is that something we're allowed to talk about? Or?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there'll be another single very, very soon.
Yeah.
Before the end of the month.
We'll be teasing it tonight.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a banger, has to be played.
We've been teasing it for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it goes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You've got to test the waters out, like make sure it's good.
Yeah.
Make sure.
We'll see what Dunedin thinks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Dunedin is I'm not sure if you've figured it out, but is famous for not buying tickets in advance.
Oh, really? Because that's been quite a thing in Wellington as well. We were wondering about that.
Yeah, I think with the comeback of Ani Safa and some outside talent, I think it's looking a lot. I think people do buy when it's a bit more rare, but it's I assume good to know when it's not just us then with the
no, for sure. It like almost not quite doubles, maybe like 50% of sales will just like
I mean it basically is like the sales double from door sales if it's like a good day.
I was talking to someone last week who was running a gig here and he had sold 6 tickets the morning of and then he just kept on refreshing it, and by the like afternoon he'd sold 60 and then that doubled of like people coming in.
People are indecisive.
I think a lot of it's got to do with Dunedin's wonderful culture of 21st seasons, and people, that's what I'm going through right now, but it's it.
I just had my 21st like 2 weekends ago. Feeling old.
No, definitely. But yeah, anyway, I really appreciate having you two on.
No, thanks for having us.
The show. But yeah.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.